I'll tell you, it is fantastic to be in the People's Republic of Denver. It is a great city, and I absolutely love it here. I think you've probably already taken it for granted, your lax weed laws, and you forget the struggle that we all went through at one time. We're all traumatized by it. I hope you acknowledge that. We are traumatized by our upbringing, okay? If you're over 4 years old, you are traumatized by this nation's laws. And this is what I mean. I bought weed last week. It's the same dude I buy it from all the time. It was in a public place, and I bought it. You know the first thing I said to him when he gave it to me? I go, I'm gonna go put it in my car. And he goes, why? And I just instinctively, I go, because it's weed. And he goes, tape it to your fucking forehead. Who gives a shit? And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot. But we as a nation, we have been traumatized by these horrific laws and people being imprisoned for having weed. And it highlights the absurdity of not only it having been illegal and so crazy for so many years, but also highlights how the next generation will not believe our stories about it at all. There's a 0% chance they will understand what we're talking about. It'd be like trying to tell a kid now, like, hey, you know, pigeons used to deliver messages to people. They'd be like, the fuck are you saying right now? It'll be the same thing. I'm gonna sit my son down one day and be like, you know, when I was your age, to get weed, I almost died. And he'll be like, why? Was 7-Eleven on fire or something? They didn't sell it at 7-Eleven. Daddy used to get in cars with strangers. Where are we going? Chill out, all right. Three-hour round trips to buy weed. And if you're like, oh, what kind of weight were you moving? $20 worth of marijuana? That kind of major shit? I bought weed from a dude in a standalone trailer one time. Not a trailer park, a solo trailer. The most terrifying housing situation that exists. Like where other trailer people are like, get the fuck out of here, and they kick him out. I just walk up to that shit, 15. And this dude's like, you trying to get a sack? I was like, oh shit, yeah. He goes, we could go do that. I was like, all right, cool. And he goes, we just need to go get it. I was like, you don't fucking have it? Isn't that your sole responsibility? So I tried to play cool. I was like, all right, let's go get it. He goes, I'll go get it. You stay here and watch my place. And I was like, okay. And he goes, there's a .357 and a shotgun on my bed. Anybody comes in here, blast them. Inside, paralysis. But what I said was, that's what's up. Like, yeah, man. And then he stopped at the door and he goes, but don't shoot my mom. I go, can we get a description before we agree to terms? How about a height and weight on old mom? Not everybody agrees on weed. That's fine. I don't care. Like my parents, you know, we don't agree on it. They're not cool with weed. I don't care. They're old. I still love them. My dad's a Vietnam vet. You know, some of them are cool with weed. Some of them are not. Some of them don't want to talk about Vietnam. My dad does. Some vets are like, I don't want to talk about it. And my dad's like, what do you want to know? Here's what I wanted to know when I was a kid. It's terrible to ask a stranger this, but it was my own father. You know, I'd seen a lot of movies, so I'm like, you're in the war. Did you kill anybody? The first time I asked him that, he goes, no, I didn't. I go, all right, okay. A few years later, I asked him again, did you ever kill anybody? He goes, it wasn't like that. I was a lieutenant. I was in charge of people. It just didn't work like that. I said, okay. And then a few years later, I asked him again. I go, did you ever kill anybody? And he goes, I threw grenades into bunkers. I go, were there people in there? He goes, there were, yeah. Just little pieces by the time I got in there. And then last year I go, did you ever kill anybody? And he goes, there's no better feeling than killing the enemy. Whoa. I can remember The first time we ever talked about weed, because it was Christmas Day. That's why it stood out. I was 12 years old. I think my sister brought it up. She was like, I want to smoke weed. And my dad goes, you want to know what I think of marijuana? And I was genuinely curious. I go, what, Dad? He goes, I was at a party one time, and somebody pulled out a marijuana cigarette. And I said, I'm out of here. And I was like, cool story, nerd. You got any other ones? And he goes, well, yeah, one time I was in Vietnam and some Viet Cong tried to sell my Marines marijuana. So I found him and I picked him up by his throat and I threw him on the ground and I put my M16 in his face and I said, if you ever come here again, I'll fucking kill you. And I go, do you have any stories in between those two stories? Jesus, it's Christmas, bro. God damn. 2 years after that, there was a woodpecker fucking up our house. This will all make sense. And woodpeckers can really damage your house. I remember my dad paid a guy $500 to patch up that part of the house. A month later, the woodpecker returned. This time, my dad did not call the guy. He woke me up, his teenage son, on a Saturday morning. Picture you're dead asleep, and my dad whispering in your ear with his potent dad breath. He just whispers in my ear, dead asleep. He goes, I need you to shoot a bird. I just go, I don't do that. And he goes, figure it out. So I said, okay, Lieutenant. And I got an air rifle. I shot the woodpecker. I remember I shot it mid-peck, so it was going like, hum, 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 hum. Landed in front of me, so much bigger up close. Really big, red feathers, distinct features. I was blown away. I bagged it up, I threw it away, and then I went over to my girlfriend's house. I started telling her family about it over lunch. I should mention, at the time, my girlfriend's family ran a wildlife conservation center. So I didn't know my audience. But I heard a few forks drop, and I look up, and her dad goes, oh my God, you killed a long-billed woodpecker. That's an endangered species. And I go, oh. I said, my dad made me do it. And he goes, how does that make you feel, knowing that you did that? And I said, there's no better feeling than killing the enemy. It was fucking awesome. I loved it. Those birds are extinct now. I did that shit. I don't give a fuck. Ah, I'm crazy. So
watch Tom Segura, Disgraceful, only on Netflix.